Good morning, and welcome to Tiernan's Podcast, episode number 9. Today is April the 18th. It's a Wednesday. At least I think it's a Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday, April the 18th. Sorry. As usual, recording in the car. Today is a lashing rain outside. It's a very wet and miserable morning here in Dublin. So you're more than likely hear the windscreen wipers and a few other bits and pieces going on as I'm doing this podcast. Anyway, as I said, welcome to episode number 9. Today's podcast, I am talking about network upgrades. Now, last podcast, I talked about gadgets I wanted to get. Anyway, last episode, I talked about the gadgets I was looking at getting, and I mentioned in the podcast I was looking at the HTC, the 1S and the 1X, and I actually am now leaning more towards the 1X than I was originally. I was looking at the 1S. 1S is a dual 1.5 gigahertz or dual core 1.5 gigahertz processor. The 1X has a quad 1.5 gigahertz processor. Both have a gig of RAM and a few other bits and pieces. But anyway, like a long story boring, I am looking at the 1X now as opposed to the 1S. But I hope to either have that or make a decision in the next couple of weeks. Which, by the time this show comes out, I'll probably already have it. Which is because this has been recorded in mid-April, and it probably won't get released until sometime in May. But anyway, back to this show. This show is specifically about network upgrades. These are things that I want to do to the network in the house, and specifically to some of the machines in the house, workstations, servers, that sort of thing. I also want to talk about the actual network that's run in the house and the media center as well. In a previous podcast, I talked about the ultimate media center machine running in the house. This was something I was interested in. This was a kind of a theoretical idea of plugging in as many satellite tuners and as many satellite and digital TV tuners into a single machine as possible, and recording 24/7, recording the shows that I was actually recording, the stations that I was interested in, recording them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So even if you didn't know something was on, if it was on a channel you watch or you record, you'd still have it. Kind of like a catch-up service, but without going to the web, and also in full high definition and seconds after it's finished recording. Or if you're halfway through, if a show is halfway through recording, you can watch it from the beginning. But anyway, I mentioned this, and this is actually now something I am in the process of building. I've bought a machine specifically for this. It's a HP ProLiant server. It's a dual core Xeon processor, and I think it's 2.3 gigahertz. There's 8 gigs of RAM in it. couple of hard drives, not an awful lot of storage in it at the moment, but I am gonna start adding stuff. And it's also got, at the moment, it's got a twin DVB-S card, which also has twin DVB-T tuners and twin analog cable tuners. It's a black gold something or other is the name of the tuner. But anyway, I have this in the box at the moment. I'm waiting for a satellite guy to come out and actually hook up the satellite dish. The LMB off the dish fell off a couple of months back and I haven't gotten around to actually fixing it. So there's a guy coming out on Saturday evening to install the LMB. And we're going for an 8-way LMB this time. At the moment there's a 4-way on the roof. We're getting an 8-way LMB and we're running 8 cables into the house to allow us to record from 8 transponders at a time. Now this is the next part of the Ultimate Media Center, because at the moment I'm trialing software. I'm looking at software called Media Portal. And what Media Portal has that Windows Media Center doesn't is the ability to record all channels from a single transponder. Now, what exactly does that mean? So, I haven't fully understood this in that I've read it 3 or 4 times, but I'm not an expert on it, so I'm only explaining this based on what I know. So satellites are worked based on transponders. When you connect to a satellite dish and you go to, say, BBC One, it will connect to a particular transponder. Now BBC One will be sitting on that transponder, but so might BBC Two and Three and Four, and BBC HD and maybe something else, and you can have, I don't know what the actual limit is, but I've heard that you could have six different TV stations on a single transponder. But with Media Portal and the record feature, you can record all the content coming from the transponder. So in that case, if you have 8 tuners, and each tuner can see, say, 6 channels, you could record potentially 42 channels. No, hey, that's not right. 4, 6 is 30. Wait, hold on. 5, 6 is, wait, 8 tuners, 6 cards. 8, 6 is 48. Sorry about that. I'm driving and trying to do hard maths at the same time. Anyway, 48 tuners or 48 channels can be recorded at any one time. So this sounds interesting to me. I like the sound of this. So I'm currently looking into this Media Portal, and I'm gonna see if I can get this to do what I want it to do. Also, in theory, you can have your you'll have your Media Portal server, which will have the tuners in it. That would be my ProLiant box. And then I'm gonna have Media Portal clients. I'm gonna have one downstairs in the sitting room. I'm gonna have one upstairs in my room plugged into the big TV. And then that way it'll actually be, all of the content will be done, or all of the major work will be done on the server. Now where that video gets stored, I still have to figure out. But if it gets stored on the server upstairs, then so be it. I can just throw as much storage as I need at that box and I'd be laughing. So that's the Media Center upgrade. So I'm hoping to have a blog post about that in the next while, explaining how this is going to work and everything else. Hopefully, if you keep an eye on my Twitter feed at TIERNANO, you can have a look and see what's going on, and you can get in contact with me on there if you have any questions. So the next thing is the God Box. So I built the God Box a couple of years back. I think it's about 3 years ago now that I built the God Box. And the God Box is a high-end, or well, it was a high-end Xeon workstation. Now, it's still fairly high-end. It's got two Xeon Helium processors. They're 2.3 gigahertz apiece, or 2.23 gigahertz apiece. They're quad-core. They're hyper-threaded. So Windows actually sees 16 processor cores in total on this machine. It's got 12 gigs of RAM. There are two 300 gig Western Digital Velociraptors in the machine for the boot drive. They're RAID 0 on boot. And so that's my boot drive. I got two 10,000 RPM discs for boot. I have another two 300 gig 10,000 RPM SAS discs, which whenever I get around to it will be added to the boot array. The plan, one of the plans, is to have it set up that I have four 300 gig discs in RAID 10 on the boot drive, which means I can lose a disc and still have storage. At the moment, if I lose a disc, I'm screwed. The machine has lost the drive and I lose data. With RAID 10, I have all the advantages of RAID 0 in the speed, the striping across two discs, two fast discs, everything else. But I also have the advantage of mirroring. Everything that's written to one RAID 0 array is also written to a second RAID 0 array. That machine also has a total of four 1 terabyte hard drives in it. I'm planning on replacing two of the 1 terabyte drives with two 2 terabyte drives. I've already got them, I just haven't had a chance to install them yet. And then finally, there's a fairly decent graphics card in it. It's an NVIDIA GTX 275. So the plans for the upgrade, other than what I've already mentioned, what I'm looking at, and the reason why I haven't the hard drive upgrades and everything else aren't already included in the plans, is because they are already in the process. I'm in the process of doing those. I have the hardware, I have everything else. All I have to do is actually go and set it up. The new upgrades that I'm looking at is memory, because 12 gigs of RAM at the moment, this day and age, is not an awful lot. So I'm looking at upgrading the memory. I'm thinking of a minimum of about 32 gigs of RAM, either bringing the machine up to 32 gigs of RAM, which would be harder than it actually sounds, or adding 32 gigs of RAM. Now, by bringing the machine up to 32 gigs of RAM being harder, is the memory that's in it is DDR3, ECC, registered, buffered, all that good stuff. Trying to find memory that's similar, I'd be talking, there's 6 2-gig sticks, because when I was building this at the time, it was suggested that I put in, because of the way the board was set up, it wanted channels to be filled. So each processor has 6 DIMM slots. So there's 12 DIMM slots in the box. And the plan was to give each processor had channels of memory. And if I remember correctly, this is going back a while now at this stage, but the plan was that there was two sets of channels, which was your six DIMM slots per processor, and for the best speed, to fill one of those channels with as much memory. So instead of buying two 8-gig sticks, I ended up buying six 2-gig sticks. So instead of going to 16 gigs of RAM to start with, I ended up with 12. Or instead of buying, say, four gig sticks. But now the plan would be that I'd be looking at either removing the memory that's already in there and replacing it with, say, 8 gig or a load of fours or a load of 8 gig sticks, or finding memory that's as close to the memory that I've already got and adding extra memory in. So if I was to buy, say, 4 8-gig sticks and add that in, it would give me a total of 44 gigs of RAM, give or take, which would be interesting, because I don't know if Windows 7 supports more than 32 gigs of RAM. I know Windows Server, if you hit 32 gigs of RAM, you have to go from Standard Edition to Enterprise Edition. Now, I'm already running Windows Server Enterprise Edition on the machine, so I suppose that's not going to be a problem, but it'd be just interesting to see how Windows 7 would actually, what Windows 7 would do with that amount of memory. So anyway, that's the first Godbox upgrade. The second thing I'm actually looking at on a Godbox upgrade is the graphics card. So as I said, I have a GTX 275 in there at the moment, and it's a grand graphics card. It has CUDA support, so I've done video encoding on that and everything else. What I am actually thinking about is adding a second graphics card to the machine, either another 275 or something similar. Now, the 275, as I said, is about 3 years old, now at this stage. So I might be looking at something newer than that. But the reason for the second graphics card is nothing to do with SLI or gaming or anything like that. What I want the second graphics card for is purely so I can run an extra two monitors. I currently have two 20-inch Dell monitors plugged into the Godbox. Ideally, I would like to replace those two 20s with two 24s at 1920 1080 or 1920 1200 res, and then get a 27, which would be running, I think the 27 is running at 2560 by 1600 or something. I would like that in the middle and the 224s as wings off of that. And that's my ideal monitor setup. That way you're kind of immersed in screens and you have a ridiculous amount of screen real estate. But I don't know if that's gonna happen or if that's just pie in the sky stuff, but that's the ideal. The ideal upgrade. So that's the Godbox upgraded. I would go SSDs, but to tell you the truth, I don't think there's enough storage in an SSD at the moment. Intel did release new SSDs, new cheaper SSDs there a couple of days back, and they're tempting. I think the cheapest is about 90 quid and it's about 80 gigs, 60 or 80 gigs. There's a 120 gig model at $149, and there's a 180 gig, which is about $220. But the thing is, to give me the same kind of space as the Velociraptor, I would need 3 of them. Well, See, because I got two Velociraptors, I got 600 gig at 10,000 RPM. And actually, I got 600 gig at 20,000 RPM, technically, since I got the two, I'm in RAID 0. So what I'd really need to be doing is getting four 180 gig discs and sticking them in RAID 0, or 480 gig SATA drives and stick them in RAID 0. Now that's going to be ridiculously fast, but it's not going to be cheap either. It's be nearly 900 quid. So I do like the idea of SSDs. I just don't think I don't think they're ready for me yet. The Velociraptors are fast enough for me, and if I bring it up to four of them in RAID 0 or RAID 10, I reckon I'll be happy with that. I'll run some speed tests and see what kind of speeds we're talking. But yeah, I think I'm happy with what I've got at the moment, or I was happy with the original speeds. So yeah, I think upgrading that might be a possibility. Or upgrading to SSDs might not be in this plan yet. So the next machine that I'm looking at upgrading is my laptop. So my current laptop is a late 2008 MacBook Pro. Now I bought this shortly after they came out. I mean, I think it was announced in early November, and I bought it in late November. Now it's done me well. It's 2.4 gigahertz twin core. It's a Core 2 Duo. It's one of the older Core 2 Duos. Before there was an i7 or anything like that. It's been upgraded a few times since I've gotten it. It started life with 2 gigs of RAM. It got upgraded to 4 shortly afterwards. And now it's at 8. Officially, Apple does not support 8 gigs of RAM on this machine. But the board will actually take 8 gigs of RAM. So if you buy it from a third party, which I did, I bought it from a place in the States. Can't even remember the name of them now at this stage. But the RAM came in 8 gigs, and that was all good. So what was the other thing that was in there? Oh, it's a hybrid drive for boot disk as well. It's got a hybrid boot drive. The Western Digital, no, it's not Western Digital, Seagate Momentus XT, I think it's called. It's a 500 gig disk with a 4 gig SSD, and the most read files go into the SSD, so instead of reading directly off the hard drive, you read off the SSD. So the machine is nice, it does the job, but as I said, I bought it, it's a late 2008, so it's coming up to nearly, it's over 3 years old now, it's coming up to 4 years old. So I'm looking at replacing it. And up until a couple of weeks back, I was thinking Ultrabooks. I actually may have mentioned in the future podcast episode, in the future gadgets podcast episode, that I was looking at Ultrabooks. Well, I've actually now started looking at workstation replacement laptops. High spec, high powered machines. As a portable workstation. Now, I'm looking at the moment. I haven't made any decisions or anything like that just yet. But I have looked at both Dell and Lenovo workstation laptops. Lenovo have a Lenovo have a machine called the it's a ThinkPad W520. Comes with a Core i7, either an i5 or an i7 chip. You have an option of a couple of high-end NVIDIA workstation class graphics cards. Well, the mobile version of the workstation class graphics cards. The one I was looking at had an NVIDIA, I don't know what it was, but it was a gig of RAM, and it, there was a second option with 2 gigs of RAM. But they're high-end workstation class graphics cards. The 520, the W520 will actually run three. It can be set up to run a total of 3 external monitors with the help of an adapter, docking station. You can buy a docking station. You can run 3 external monitors plus the internal monitor off the laptop itself. And without any docking stations or anything else, you can actually run 2 external monitors in total on your machine. So you can run, there's a DVI, well, not DVI, what's it called? The DisplayPort. The DisplayPort adapter on the back of the laptop. And there is also a, what's that second one called? VGA. There's a VGA port on there as well. The display port will allow you to run a monitor at 2650 by 1600. So a dual link display. So you can run your 27 or 30 inch monitor off of that. And the VGA maxes out at 1920x1200, I think. So you could actually run your 2 monitors off of that. And then have the have the VGA or the built-in monitor on the laptop as well. So you can have your, you can have 3 monitors on this single laptop. So it's a decent graphics card. The interesting part about this, or the more interesting part, there's actually room for 2 standard laptop discs in there, be they SSD or spinning metal. By default, it comes with a spinning metal disc. I think it's a 500 gig, 7200 RPM drive. But you do have the option of going to an SSD. But there's room for 2 drives. Now, it has a DVD player writer in there as well. And I was just wondering, why would you need that? In this day and age, ideally speaking, I'd like that removed and replaced with either another 1 or 2 hard drive bays. But that's just me. Sorry, I keep yawning. I'm absolutely knackered at the moment, so I could be yawning. I have cancelled shows before because of this, but, you know, because of what I'm talking about, I'm not going to cancel this show yet. We see how things go, but anyway, what was I saying? SSDs. So the laptop will take an SSD, and I think on a laptop an SSD would be more beneficial for me on a laptop than on the Godbox. Now, what I would do is I would have an SSD for boot and for kind of programs and everything else, my documents folder, all that good stuff. I'd have that on the SSD. I'd then have larger files on a standard hard drive. So I'd have a terabyte hard disk plugged in to the second controller or the second card, and or the second slot. And use that for other stuff. But this machine maxes out at 32 gigs of RAM. Now, that number just baffles me. For a laptop, it baffles me. We build a machine for the office where I work, and we have 2 machines in the office, and both of them will have 32 gigs of RAM. And these are high-end server machines. I mean, the Godbox doesn't even have 32 gigs of RAM in it at the moment. But this is a laptop that you can buy that will actually go off and take 32 gigs of RAM. Now, for going through Lenovo, it's Lenovo's website actually will not sell you 32 gigs of RAM. They max it out at 16, and that's from the Ireland Lenovo site. Dell have another machine, the Inspiron. I can't remember the exact model number. It's an M6600, I think. There's an M6600 and M6200. One's a 17-inch display. The other one's a what you call it? The other one's got a 15-inch display in it. And both of them will max out at 32 gigs of RAM as well. If you want to buy the 32 gig RAM upgrade from Dell, it will set you back £1,600. If you buy it yourself, it'll set you back less than £300. Now, that's just one of the reasons why, if I was buying one of these things and I was buying it from Dell, I'd be upgrading the RAM myself. But that's another story altogether. Now, I think I'm going to have to... This is going to end badly because there's somebody beside me who hasn't realised that. Yeah, I'm going to have to cancel the show because this gobshite doesn't know what he's up to. I can see this ending badly.